Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. On a daily basis, 8,000 commercial and 18,000 private aircraft operate close to 50,000 flights per day in U.S. airspace. Doing this safely and efficiently involves maintaining the world's largest air navigation and communications infrastructure, which relies significantly on advances in information technology. With us today to discuss his leadership in this area is our very special guest, Dave Bowen, Assistant Administrator for Information Services and Chief Information Officer at the Federal Aviation Administration. Welcome, Dave.
Thanks, Michael. It's great to be here.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Kunal Suryavanshi. Dave, let's start out. Most of our listeners are generally familiar with the FAA, but could you give us a sense of the overview of its history, mission, and evolution to date?
Sure can. Let's start with the mission, which is quite simply to provide the safest air transportation in the world. And we think we do this extraordinarily well. We are running record low accident rates and have been for a number of years, and we continue to work to bring down those rates. In terms of the history, I'll hit a couple of the high points of the FAA's history. Back in 1925, the Airmail Act of 1925 helped establish commercial air service, and by the early 1930s, some airports had even established rudimentary air traffic control procedures using ground-based people waving flags at airplanes to direct them into the field. The Air Commerce Act of 1926 established an aeronautics branch in the Department of Commerce, charged with issuing pilot licenses, developing air traffic rules, certifying aircraft, and operating air navigation aids. In 1938, the Civil Aeronautics Act established the Civil Aeronautics Authority, the CAA, responsible for accident investigation and regulation of air routes and airfares. In 1949, the CAA was split in two. The Civil Aeronautics Authority went back to Commerce, while the Civil Aeronautics Board, the CAB, retained authority for accident investigation and airline regulation. In 1958, the Federal Aviation Act created the Independent Federal Aviation Agency, which assumed the air traffic control and other responsibilities of the Civil Aeronautics Authority. So it came back from Commerce and became independent at that point. And then in 1966, Congress created the Department of Transportation, and the FAA became one of its modes, while the Civil Aeronautics Board, the accident investigation arm, actually became what we know today as the National Transportation Safety Board.
So with such an important mission and a rich history. I think you just celebrated your 50th anniversary in 08, so you're on 52 years. Would you give us a sense of the general scale of FAA? What's the size of its overall budget, number of employees, and more particularly, the scale of operation in terms of daily air traffic activity in the U.S.?
Let me start first by describing sort of our landscape, the area that we manage. The FAA basically regulates everything flying in a chunk of airspace, which basically covers 15% of the world's surface area. We operate in 24 million square miles of airspace, which includes the area over the continental United States, obviously Alaska, about halfway out over the Atlantic, and another 15 million miles of square miles of airspace out over almost the entire Pacific Ocean. In terms of budget, we're running about $16 billion in our total budget for the current fiscal year. The FAA has about 43,000 employees currently and 30,000 contractors. And daily flights that we oversee in our 35 busiest airports alone will do 100,000 operations per day, an operation being a takeoff or a landing. And in a given day across our entire landscape, we're seeing somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 60,000 flights per day.
So you've given a really good context around the larger organization that is FAA. Perhaps you could tell us more about your role at FAA. What are your specific responsibilities and duties as the Chief Information Officer?
Well, my role as the FAA's CIO is primarily to act as the primary advisor to the administrator on all IT matters. I'm responsible for all IT policy in the agency, and then I have areas of my operational department which focus on research and development, cybersecurity, oversight of our IT investments, oversight of our privacy initiatives, records, directives, a lot to do with our enterprise architecture and enterprise-wide initiatives. We're organized into a couple of different areas in my department, which I mentioned, R&D, security, what we call enterprise services, which is largely the privacy and investment management stuff, and IT optimization.
Dave, regarding your responsibilities and duties, what are the top three challenges that you face in your position, and how have you addressed those challenges?
The top three challenges, I think they're probably more than just three, but let me hit the top three. Number one would be driving IT benefits and coordination of our IT operations inside of what we call a federated organization. Our lines of business in the FAA own and manage their own infrastructure, applications, things like that. And my role is to sort of coordinate those activities across the agency. A second area of focus, and this is my primary operational role in the agency, is that my department provides cybersecurity services to all the lines of business across the agency. And as you're probably aware, this is an ongoing challenge. It makes us drive toward deploying cybersecurity technology, drives us to closer linkages with federal agencies, and staying on top of our technology investments. The third area, it's an area that's growing in scope and importance, is oversight of our IT investments and reporting those up, making sure that things in our programs are on track. They go up to what we call our Joint Resources Council, who oversees all of the FAA acquisition efforts, and then on up to the Department of Transportation and eventually to the federal government IT dashboard. So we certainly play in that space.
Dave, could you describe your career path for our listeners? How did you begin your career and what brought you to your current leadership position?
My background is largely in healthcare IT. I came up through my career by being in charge of IT at hospital systems, starting with seven hospitals, moving on to 14 hospitals. And eventually I was a CIO at a large hospital system on the West Coast with over 50 hospitals. I've also been CIO of a large Blue Shield plan. So most of my background has been in healthcare. I'm at the FAA because I have a passion for aviation. I've been a pilot now for just celebrated my 30th year. I hold a commercial license, actively fly, and as I told our previous administrator, Marion Blakey, I've been a customer of the FAA for now 30 years. And I also wanted to bring principles of good business management in IT into the government. So I happened to see the ad for the FAA position in a magazine, and on a whim, I applied for it, and here I am.
Dave, with that kind of experience, what are the characteristics for an effective leader in an increasingly interconnected and networked world?
Yeah, that's a tough question, Michael. I think a lot of the things that we're seeing in terms of technology sort of help us leverage our management skills. I would tell you that the skill sets largely haven't changed. But a couple of things that I would point out, obviously no longer are there any sort of things sort of like normal operating hours. Everything runs 24/7. I mean, we all have our BlackBerries. We're checking in before we go to bed. We're checking in when we get up. That's kind of a common practice in healthcare, obviously, because it is a 24-hour business. But I think the rest of the sectors are certainly headed in that direction if they're not already there. I think the increased networking and interconnectedness, if you will, of our people and our infrastructure forces a greater degree of standardization and a greater emphasis on configuration management. It also forces a much greater degree of collaboration and forces you to evaluate what are the consequences of your actions on others before you take them. When we had our own stovepiped applications running in our own line of business, you could just do what you wanted to and not worry about the impact of others. And I don't think that's true anymore. There are some positive aspects. I think we're seeing more employees are now working from what we would call alternative work sites, virtual offices, teleworking and things like that. And I think that gives that interconnectedness, again, gives our employees more flexibility to work those kind of arrangements.
What is FAA's IT strategy? We will ask Dave Bowen, Assistant Administrator for Information Services and Chief Information Officer at FAA, to share with us when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.